Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Malaysian activist Bang Sid Ping, member of the Himpunan Hijau group Green Assembly, organized a boycott campaign against Australian Linus Corporation, which processes rare earths in the Asian country and produces radioactive material as waste. Almost 3 years after beginning operations, there isn't a waste management plan. Don't buy from anyone who buys from Linus. Companies shouldn't sell inputs to Linus, said Bang to Real World Radio. Linus owns a rare earths processing plant in Heaven, Kuantan, in the state of Pahang. The raw materials come from Australia, and their processing provides at the same time the raw materials to produce cell phones, TVs, and clean technologies, among other products. It leaves behind liquid gas and solid waste, among them radioactive thorium, which are of grave concern to the community. The inhabitants of Heaven found out about the construction of the plant when the project was almost 90% completed. The company started operating in November 2011. Let's now listen to the interview.
What do you think the population need to be sure?
From the very beginning, we didn't know about this plant totally until Fukushima. You know, the incidents at Fukushima, and when New York Times published it, then only we got to know that we have a plant. A rare earth refinery plant which produces radioactive waste, massive amount of radioactive waste in our backyard, in my backyard. I grew up in Kuantan, was born in Kuantan, I grew up in Kuantan. I came back to Kuantan to work, I raised my family in Kuantan. I have two young boys. And can you imagine not knowing that there's this plant being built in my backyard? And when I knew about it, it was like already 80-90% completed. Yeah? So, and once we got to know about it, and because of Fukushima, we are more aware of radiation and radioactive waste and things like that. So we read up and we got to know about the risk. So I got very, very worried for my kids. You know, I worry about them every day. You know, how are they going to live, you know, if one day they are really affected, if one day they come down with cancer, leukemia, or their kids are born retarded, how are they going to live the rest of their lives, you know? So they come suffering. Everyone will suffer. And how come they deserve this sort of suffering? Just because of a few people want to make money, and so many people, and my kids have to suffer? That's not fair, you see? So we started to ask questions. We formed community groups, we came up for protests, and we start to ask questions to the government, to the charities. But they don't give us answers. And all they tell us is that it's safe, you believe us. But we are educated people, you know. I'm an economics graduate, my husband is a veterinarian. You don't bluff us, you know. So we have done our research. Well, we have engineers in the team, we have doctors, medical doctors. We have, you know, so many people, knowledgeable people. So you don't lie to us that way and tell us this is safe. And how they came in the first place. The world largest rare earth refinery plant, which produces hundreds of thousands of tons of radioactive waste. They obtain a license without even having to produce a permanent waste disposal plan. Can you imagine that? And you tell me there's no wrongdoing behind this? How can they get their license approved without this? And I'm not the one who set this requirement. Is set by the International Atomic Agency, Energy Agency. That's a requirement by IAEA. You know, they say you have to have this in place before you can even get your license approved. But Linus, they not only got, they didn't produce that, they got their temporary license, they have operated for 2 years now in my backyard. I live only 25 kilometers away from their plant. They've operated for 2 years. And they've recently obtained their full operating license. And they still do not have that permanent waste disposal plan. We do not know how they are going to dispose of their waste, whether it's on-site, whether they are hiding it somewhere or what. You know, whether it's, you know, if they have it at their plant. In my town, in Kuantan, every year for the past 2 years, we have massive flood. We have, you know, extreme monsoon weather every year. And for the past 2 years, even a whole village can be submerged to that extent. And their plant is situated in a swampy area. So what happens if there's flood? And they're storing hundreds of tons of radioactive waste on site. And flood happened. So my whole town will be, you know what, contaminated with your waste, with radioactive waste, and everyone will be exposed, and everyone later will come up with sickness and all, and what about, you know, everyone will lose their homes and all that. So just because a few people are to make money on this one, whenever we ask questions like this, what are you going to do with your waste, they said they are going to, oh, we don't need a permanent waste disposal facility because we are going to recycle it. We are going to recycle it into commercial byproducts. So that's what they say, but there's no proof. You tell me what's the technology, you know? But until today, you cannot produce anything. You just say we are going to do it. How are we going to do it? Prove it to me, you know? Call for a town hall meeting. Tell it, you know? And you've been operating for 2 years now. And now only you're still doing R&D? How are you going to recycle the plant? You have been operated the waste, it's already there. And you have just started doing R&D to see how you can produce, to recycle it, to recycle it. Does that make sense? Yeah? And they say it's safe. Neither say it's safe. Is radioactive waste safe? Is it safe? You know? And the Atomic Energy Licensing Board, Malaysian Energy, Atomic ALB, director, can even make statements like, the waste is safe to be scattered everywhere. How can such people have credibility? You know, our Deputy Minister of Science can say that the plant is safe. When we question, he said, don't worry, the plant is safe. It's just like another soya sauce factory. And you ask the people to trust and to believe all this with the kind of statements from you know, this our authorities, people like Minister, Deputy Minister of Science, Director of AELB. You expect us to believe? Would you believe? You know? So these are all nonsense, you know. Don't insult our intelligence. Seriously, you know.
Do you know of people who have thought about the possibility of moving to another place, to live in another place? Have you or your family thought about that?
No. That's why we stay and fight, you know, with our education background, with our financial, you know, standing. We can move anytime. You know, like I said, my husband is a vet. He can practice anywhere in this country. We can leave anytime. But why should we leave? This is my hometown, my country, my home. You know, just because you want to make money, you come in and build a plant, and I have to leave? You know, you come in to harm my community, my children, my environment, the place I grew up in, just because you want to make millions and I have to leave? Is it fair? You know? Don't I have the right to decide how my community should be? How my children should grow up in? You know? And you talk about, you know, you bring in economic benefits. You create jobs. How many jobs are you creating? 350 jobs. 350 jobs. And out of that, you know, basically the high-tech one, you'll be foreigners. You bring foreigners. Most of them are foreigners. So the locals, they'll be cleaners and, you know, the low jobs, low-paying jobs. Why do I need that? This is Kuantan. You just look at Kuantan. It's a coastal town. You know? It's a coastal town. Have you been to Gold Coast, Australia? It's as nice as that. Why do I need to hop on 350 jobs when tourism has so much potential? Club Med is here. Club Med is here. You know? How many Club Meds, Mediterranean clubs are in this world? They're the top class and they're here. Hyatt is here. You know? So there's so much potential. One hotel alone can already provide 350 jobs. Why do I need a radioactive waste-producing plant in Kuantan? So you don't bullshit, you know?
Okay. Yeah. What would you like to say to the international community? Which way you think that the people all around the world can help?
Well, you know, just us boycott Linus. Linus produces, you know, for Japan. Japan uses it. It's a developed product for the hybrid cars and, you know, phones and all that. It's used in that. So just, you know, don't buy for anybody from anybody who buys from Linus. You know, it's not right. It's not morally right, you know, and us people, stop supporting Linus. Don't buy from Linus. Don't supply Linus. You know, it's not a morally conscious company. You know, they are making money out of, I mean, from suffering of the people.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fo Wai.